Now, moving to another topic here, the Prime Minister is facing demands from 150 Tory MPs and peers, indeed, to drop plans to investigate past crimes in Northern Ireland and other military conflicts in relation to, particularly in relation to the military themselves. Now, there's a letter that has been sent to the Prime Minister saying that a new historical investigations unit would put service and security personnel at an exceptional disadvantage. I want to speak to Brian Rowan, who's writing about these articles and issues and keeping a close eye on them. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
Brian, just before I go to it, 25 years ago, the Shankill bombing, you'll have a clear memory of covering that as well, Brian. It must just seem like yesterday.
Well, if you want the truth of the conflict years, the horrors of what happened, you just have to listen to those who 25 years ago dug in the rubble of the Shankill bomb and listen to the families who lost loved ones. And remember, you know, that convulsion of October 1993, the madness and the sadness and the horror of that period when this place was walked to its very edge. So I remember October 93 very well, when you hear the people who lost loved ones, when you hear those people who dug in the rubble, it's as if it was today, Frank. So it never goes away. We talk about the past, but for so many people, the past is the present. The hurt of 25 years ago is the hurt of today. And it's why we have to do something. And it's why the challenge is to find a process that delivers the maximum amount of information and the maximum amount of help to those people who were hurt across the decades of the conflict years. And yet, remarkably, Frank, and you mentioned it there just at the end of your interview there with Gary from the Shankill. Remarkably, within a year of that week in October 1993. We had both the IRA and the Loyalist ceasefires delivered by the same organizations and by the same people who spoke out of a war dictionary, if you like, in 1993 and somehow found new words, different words, and a new beginning in 1994. So we remember the horror of 1993. But what we shouldn't forget, Frank, is the effort that was needed to make the peace. And what we should never take for granted is what we have now and the better place and the better situation we have now. You know, in terms of a past process, what's the biggest challenge? That we never repeat what happened in 1993 and the years before and in some of the years that followed.
So how relevant to all of that, looking back on those 25 years, is this debate, this current debate facing the Prime Minister, who's got so many issues on her table, these 150 Tory MPs and peers calling on plans to drop investigations into Northern Ireland and indeed any other military conflicts, their main issue being to ensure that service and security personnel aren't put at an exceptional disadvantage?
Well, everywhere Theresa May looks, she has a problem, Frank. You know, whether it's the Brexit negotiation, the government here, the criticism of the Tory DUP arrangement, and now this battle being fought over legacy, and this argument that you've referenced in your introduction this morning that service and security personnel are at an exceptional disadvantage. Within that, the arguments relating to prisoners released, the OTR letters, no forensic testing of weapons in the decommissioning process, protected information that led to the recovery of the remains of the disappeared, the argument that police and military kept records and the IRA and loyalists didn't. But this argument that we're hearing this morning is more of the same, this focus on historical investigations and what those investigations will mean for soldiers, police officers, and intelligence personnel. You know, we've had a decade-long debate, consultation, negotiation on legacy, spanning the Eames-Bradley process into the Haas talks, and then the Stormont House Agreement, which has become this major disagreement on how best to address the past. And it is within the structure of the Stormont House Agreement that you find proposals for an historical investigations unit alongside a commission tasked with information retrieval, an oral history archive, and a reconciliation element. A consultation on all of that has now been completed. The Northern Ireland Office is now considering next steps, and throughout the consultation, we have had those screaming headlines of betrayal and of a witch hunt in terms of investigations of former soldiers, and a move against the proposal for an historical investigations unit.
Do you see this particular, I suppose, problem facing Theresa May as something that she will give into quite readily, or will she would she be standing her ground in relation to opinions that she might have?
But she's not in a position, Frank. She's not in a strong position. You know, this is a weak government. It's handcuffed to 10 DUP votes at Westminster. And, you know, we're in a situation now, Frank, where the penny has dropped, that if you go down the road of historical investigations with a unit with police powers, then those investigations are across the conflict frame, not just about the IRA and loyalists, but about police, military, and intelligence actions. It's an investigative spotlight, if you like, into every corner of the conflict. And there has always been a view that when you step into those areas, particularly into the intelligence world and decisions taken there during the conflict years, then you're trespassing. So there is a decision to be made. You either do this across the board or you don't do it at all. You can't pick and choose. And this takes us into the area, Frank, of a statute of limitations, what others call an amnesty. And beyond the consultation that has taken place, these are things that now have to be decided upon. Is it to be the Stormont House Agreement structure, or is there to be some process adjustment that brings in other possibilities, including that possibility of a statute of limitations?
Brian, I really appreciate your time this morning. You're asking questions and they are yet to be answered. Brian Rowan, thank you.